טוב, בעזרת השם, בזמרין פייג' נ"ד עמוד ב' We reviewed on all of those miracles that the examples of miracles that the Gemara brought to us that we should say bracha when we're coming to those places. And now the Gemara is going back to talk about the Yericho wall. And she's asking, the Gemara is asking, Veha nafla, but it's written that it's fell. It doesn't written Vechomat Yericho nivla. Veha nafla. How can you say that it's that it's been swallowed in the ground, it's been fed. והנפלא שנאמר, and it's written, והיה כשמוע העם את כל השופר, when the people heard the voice of the shofar, ויריעו העם תרועה גדולה, and the people were blowing strong blowing in the shofar. Vatipol ha'choma tachtea, and it fell under itself. So it's written, Vatipol, that it fell. So the Gemara is answering, Kevan deputya, because that the width, veruma, and the height of that wall, Ki hadade ninhu, they were equal. The Yericho's wall was very special. The height of that wall and the width of that wall was equal. It was a very thick wall, the wall of Yericho. Mishum hachi ibal'a balu. Because of that, we learned that it been swallowed down. It cannot fall to the sides. A wall like that cannot fall. They built it in a way, you know, that there was that cursing that the one that gonna build Yericho again, the Yericho place, it was very, it's all secrets, it's all very spiritual. It's not allowed to rebuild Yericho, the city of Yericho, it's not allowed. It's written that the one that gonna build Yericho, he gonna bury all of his children while building that wall. It's not
a casino
over there. It's not allowed. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Amar Rav, that he heard from Rav. Arba'a tzrichin lehodot. Four people have to thank Hashem. Means it's an obligation that they're going to thank Hashem. Yorde hayam, people that went up back to the shore from the sea. Holche midbarot, people that reached the city, a village, after crossing the desert. Umi shehaya chole venitrape, and the person that was sick and been healed. And of course that we're talking about a sick person that mamash was in a danger, in a risk on his life. Like that we know that women, after giving birth, they're all saying the bracha of Agomelach Elim Tov, Elach Evim Tovot, Shasali Kol Tov. So, because that she was in a risk on her life, because every Yoledet, she's in a risk of death. So this is why she's saying that bracha. So when we're saying a sick man that he been healed, we're talking about a man that really was in a dangerous situation. And also someone that was in prison and went out. And also here, we're talking about someone that had death penalty, that he was supposed to be executed and then he been set free. Someone that went to 3 months in prison because he was stealing something or so. Or that he's a politikai that stolen 50 billion shekels from Kupat Amdina and he is only 3 months in his house in Matzar Bayit and then he's free. So he doesn't need to say that bracha. So now the Gemara is bringing you proof for each and every one of them. Yordeh hayam min alan, where we learned it from, that the ones that were, that came back from the sea, they need to thank. Dichtiv, because it's written. Yordeh hayam ba'oniyot ve'gomer, the ones that went down into the sea in their ships. Hema ra'u ma'aseh Hashem, they saw the actions of Hashem. They saw that it was just all a miracle, the fact that they were able to come back to the port. Ve'omer, and also it's been written, Ve'yamed ruach se'ara, that Hashem stopped the wind from blowing, from the storm from happening. Ya'alu shamayim yirdu tehomot, they went up to heaven, went down to the depths. Ve'omer, and also he's saying, Yachogu ve'yanu'u kashikor, they were circling and moving like a drunk man. Ve'omer, and also it's been said on them, Ve'itz'aku el Hashem batzar lahem, that they were shouting to Hashem Yitbarach from their stress. Umimitsukotehem yotziem, and from their hard times he took them out, he saved them from their difficulties. Ve'omer, and it says, Yakem se'ara lidmama, that Hashem made the storm to be total quiet. Ve'omer, and it's been said, Vayismechu ki shtoku, that they were happy, the sailors, they were happy when the waves become quiet. Ve'omer, and it says, Yodu l'Hashem chasdo v'nifleotav libnei adam, and then they thanked Hashem Yitbarach on his kindness and on his wonderful things that he's doing to human beings, to people. All of those verses are all in one chapter, per chapter 107 in Tehillim. So you see that mamash, you saw a scene that happened, and in the end those sailors thanked Hashem Yitbarach. They made bracha on the miracles that they saw. So because of that, we saw that this is the will of Hashem, that we're going to thank Him. So even if there was no storm, when you're coming back, you need to thank Hashem Yitbarach. Also, someone that came from a flight in an airplane, it's the same halakha exactly. Even if the flight was perfect, you don't know perfect, not perfect. You know that Hashem brought you down, Baruch Hashem. This is what you know. You don't know what happened. You don't know how many risks you passed through and you were not aware to them at all. We don't know what's going on. It's written that the miracles that the man is not aware to them are bigger or more larger than the miracles that he is aware to them. You have miracles and you're amazed. You say, wow, Hashem, you helped me on this, you helped me on that. This is nothing. Nothing. If you're going to check really, if you're going to know really what Hashem is doing with you every moment, every moment, every moment. Miracles you cannot understand. A source for the other group, Holchei Midbarot, people that walks in the deserts, Minalan, where we learned it from, Dichtiv, because it's written, Ta'u b'midbar b'shimon darech, that they were mistaken in the desert. You cannot find your way in the desert. You don't know if you're in the right direction, if you're not in the right direction. If Moshav lo matzau, a city, a place to sit in, they couldn't find. Ve'itzaku el Hashem, and they were shouting to Hashem Yitbarach, Vayadrichem bederech yeshara, and He helped them to walk in a straight path. Yodu l'Hashem chasdo, and they thanked Hashem on His kindness. The source, it's the same chapter in Tehillim 107. Mi shechala v'nitrape, if a person become to be sick and he become healthy, even healed, dichtiv, that it's written in the same verse, in the same chapter, evilim miderech pisham, people that are dumb, people that are all wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing them back from the path of criming, ומעוונותיהם יתענו, and they gonna fast and they gonna suffer because of their sins. Kol ochel teta'ev nafsham, they wouldn't be able to eat, they gonna be disgusted from the food. Vayizaku el Hashem batzar lahem, and they were shouting to Hashem Yitbarach because of their sorrow. Yishlach devaro vayirpa'em, Hashem sent his words and healed them. Yodu l'Hashem chasdo, they're going to thank Hashem on his kindness. So the people that become to be sick, the verse is telling us that actually it's because of their own avonot that they become to be sick, and they don't have an appetite, means very, very sick. And then they're shouting to Hashem Yitbarach, praying. Rav Shalom said that in hospitals, the biggest curse of them all is that the fact that they brought television into the rooms. Until that now, that sick person have the opportunity to see it and think about his life, starting tshuva. Olam brought you to bed. Now that you're going to have time, you're quiet, you can think about your life, do tshuva, that you're going to be able to heal you. You're going to be worthy to be healed, doing tshuva, regret. Arav in his house, I think. Oh, maybe he went to Brit Milah.
He was in the hospital.
No, he's very good. Very strong.
He's feeling good.
Yes, perfect. Baruch Hashem. Mai mevarech, the Gemara is asking what he should bless. Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch means Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, making good deeds. Abaye said, "Vetzarich leoduyei kame asara," and that man that is blessing have to do that in front of 10 people. 10 people have to listen to him. Dichtiv, because that it's written in the end of that chapter in Tehillim, "Viromemuhu bikhal am vegomer." They were praising him in public. Public, it's in pen. You need to dance once in a while, Rabbi Yaakov. You need to understand that it's Hashem's doing.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, Bezat Hashem. So, Viromemu Bekal Am Begomer. Mar Zutra said, "Utrein minayhu rabbanan," and also 2 of those 10 have to be important rabbis, means kosher people. Shneemar, that it been said, "Uvemoshav zkenim yehaleluhu," in the place of old people, means wise and old people, they're gonna praise him. Makif la Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is arguing on that. He's attacking. Ve'eima kulhu rabanan. So why won't you say that everyone gonna be kosher people? Why only 2? Miktiv. So the Gemara is answering. Miktiv bikhal zkenim. He doesn't written bikhal zkenim in a public of old people. So you cannot say that all of the public have to be old, means wise. Just it's written b'moshav zkenim, in a place that old people sit in. So it means minimum 2. Zkenim, it's plural, so it have to be minimum 2. Zkenim, it's not zaken, it's not an individual old man. It's zkenim. Zkenim, it's plural. So if it's plural, so it means minimum 2. And in a place that they're sitting, so it means that they have to be over there. Bikal amktiv, it's written in the place of the public. This is what it's written. So you cannot say that it's gonna be that the obligation is to bring 10 wise people and to thank in front of them. Just only 2 is enough. Today we don't know who is Talmid Chacham, who is not Talmid Chacham. His outfit doesn't say nothing on him. So this is why it's allowed to say in public, just regular public, because you cannot know who is Talmid Chacham, who is not Talmid Chacham. Everybody is smiling. So the Gemara is keep on asking. Ve'ema be'asara she'ar ama. So let's say that those 10 are going to be regular people. Sha'ar ama, the rest of the people. Why it have to be old people? Utre rabbanan. And except of those 10, because you need to have, it's written in the verse, public of people. And so public of people, it's 10. We learned from it 10. So let's say that those 10 are regular people, and you need to add another 2 old people. And let's say that the obligation is talking about 12. Utre rabbanan, 2 chachamim with them. So the Gemara is saying, kashya, it is a kushya, you're right. Maybe we should say that this is the right thing. It's not a tiyuvta, it's a kashya. There is 2 ways of answering. If one of the Chachamim said kashya, or he brings a kushya, but he doesn't bring a solution, so all that it is a strong question, and then we're saying kashya, you're right, it's hard. All that we're saying tiyuvta. Tiyuvta means you brought it back, means that your argument rejected mine. You rejected that opinion, that other opinion. That when it's written tiyuvta. But here it doesn't written tiyuvta, means that we're not rejecting the first assumption of bringing 10 and 2 of those 10 is going to be Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbanan. But it's still hard. Still the verse sounds more logic to say, after that way of learning, that we should bring 10 people and also another 2 chachamim on top of the 10. But it's just a kushiya, and it's not a proof that reject that assumption, so the halacha is going to stay in 10. Rav Yuda chalash ve'itpach. Rav Yuda went sick and been healed. Al legabe Rav Chana Bagdata'a. Rav Chana Bagdata'a came to visit him. Rav Chana Bagdata'a means Rav Chana from the place that calls Baghdad. He came from Baghdad to visit him. Ve'Rabbanan, and also Rabbanan went with him to visit Rav Yuda. Amrele, so all of them said together to Rav Yuda, Berich Rachmana di Havach Nihalan ve'lo yehavach le'afra. Rachamana is the name of Hashem Yitbarach. And we're saying, and they said, we're blessing the Mercy One, the Hashem Yitbarach, that brought you us back to us from gates of death, from dying, and haven't gave you to the earth. Haven't gave you to the earth to accept you, that you haven't died. Amar Leu, so Rav Yuda answered to them, Petartun yati mil oduye, you exempt me from thanking, from the obligation to thank. The fact that you blessed it on me that I'm healthy, by that you fulfilled my obligation to bless. I don't need now to say Birkat Hagomel. So the Gemara is saying, Veha Amar Abaye, but Abaye said, Ba'e oduye be'ape asara. He needs to thank in front of 10 people. So, how can it be? What, you're telling me that have to be that there were 10 people? The Gemara is answering, Dehavu be'asara. Yes, there were 10 people over there when they came to visit him. Veha ihu lo kamode. But he, Rav Yuda, wasn't thanking on his health, on the fact that Hashem saved him from his illness. The Gemara is answering, Lo tzarich, you don't need to. Why? De'ane batrayhu amen. Because he answered amen after them. When they told him, we're blessing, when they said, we're blessed Hashem that brought you us, brought you to us, he answered on that, Amen. So if he answered Amen, so it means that he made a bracha. He fulfilled his obligation of saying bracha. Wonderful. Amar Rav Yuda. Rav Yuda now, after the Gemara brought a story on Rav Yuda, now the Gemara is bringing Rav Yuda a certain story. Amar Rav Yuda. The Gemara brought a certain story, now the Gemara is telling us halacha from Rav Yuda. Amar Rav Yuda. Shlosha tzrichim shimur. Three people need to be watched. Guard. Means from demons. From bad spirits. Ve'eluhen. And those are those three people. Chole. A sick man. A sick man is weak. This is why now demons can try to harm him. Because he's weak now. Chatan ve'kala. Chatan ve'kala. Bride and a groom. Those are the three. Because the demons are very, very envy, jealous of him and them that they're getting married now. So this is why. Bematnita Tana, in the Braita they said, Chole Chaya, a sick man, a woman in labor, Chatan Vekala. Bride and a groom. Groom and a bride. Ve'yesh omrim, and there is an opinion to say also, af avel, also a man that mourning. Ve'yesh omrim, and there are people that are saying, another opinion, af talmidei chachamim balayla, also wise students, talmidei chachamim, that in walks alone at night, the demon is what? Mitgare, I say mitgare.
Why do I have it?
Ready to attack.
Even though the Torah is protecting them, the Deat Talmidei Chachamim, still when they're alone at night, it's dangerous.
I know when he's depressed.
What?
When he's depressed.
What?
When someone is depressed.
Depressed, it means that they conquered him already. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said, Shlosha dvarim, there are three things, ha'ma'arich bahen, that if a man gonna length in them, ma'arichin yamav u'shnotav shel adam, they gonna length his days and the years of the man. Those are the things, ha'ma'arich b'tfilato, the man that's going to have long prayers, means that if they wrote for you 70 years, Arab Shalom explained that. If they wrote for you that you're going to live 70 years, and now you made, Shalom Aleichem, a long Shmona Esre, 1 hour Shmona Esre, you're going to live 70 years and 1 hour. Means the time that you're praying that is extra, that is on top of the time that it takes you to pray, on top of your obligation, ha'ma'arich b'tfilato, the one that is lengthening his prayer, they're going to add you that time. Means that you can lengthen your life like that, just like that. If you made, you have an obligation to do 1 hour at Bodadut, great. You made 6, you have another 5 hours to live in the future, on top of the years that they gave you. Explanation that we heard from Rav Shalom Arush. Good to know, right?
Number 3 is better.
All right, Yishar Koyach, Avram. Hi, Avram, I'm going to call your wife today, I think. Ve'hamarich al shulchano, and the one that's going to spend long time in his meal, means that he's not in a rush to finish his seuda, just he's eating quietly. It's helping him to length his life. והמעריך בבית הכיסא, and also the man that is not rushed to run out from bathroom, from the toilet, just he waits until he's going to finish, takes out all of his psolet, garbage. But the Gemara is saying, והמעריך בתפילתו מעליותה היא, you want to say that to have long prayers Is it something good? Malyutai. Is it good thing to have long prayers? Ve'ha'amar Rabbi Chiya. But we heard that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, Rabbi Yochanan, that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Kol ha'ma'arich b'tfilato, everyone that is having a long prayer, u'me'ayen ba, and he is looking in it, means that he is expecting, like we talked yesterday in the shiur, because that he prayed now long prayer, so now he's sure that he have to be answered. Sof bali dekev lev. In the end, he's going to be frustrated. His heart going to hurt him because he's going to be frustrated. Why they haven't answered my prayers? Shenemar, because it's written, Tochelet memushacha machala lev. Long expectations, waiting and expecting for something to happen for a long, long time when it's not coming. So it makes the heart weak. So it's a kushiya, it's a question. Ve'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and also Rabbi Yitzchak said on that, Shlosha dvarim azkirim avonotav shel adam, three things men reminding us the sins of a man. Ve'eluhen, and those are those, kir natui, a wall that tilts, that's soon gonna fall. If a man decides to go in a place of danger, so they're judging him on that. It's reminding the court of heaven to look on his sins. Rav Shalom said that to drive a motorcycle, it's a kirnatui. It's the same. It's reminding the sin of the man because you're risking your life. You're risking your life, they're judging you on that. You're not allowed to do that. Ve'iyun tefila. And when a person is concentrating in his prayer, means that he wants to be answered. He's not like Moshe Rabbeinu praying in simplicity, please Hashem. No, he is bringing it to happen with his prayer. It's not good. He's forcing Hashem Yitbarach to do something against the will of Hashem Yitbarach. It's all not good. U'moser din al chavero l'shamayim. And also when Hashem is asking, when the man is asking Hashem to judge his friend, this is also when you have a fight with him and you're sure that your friend is supposed to be punished by you. Those three things are very bad, very, very bad. Not allow at all to do. So the Gemara is answering, ha lo kashya. All of that brayta, it's not hard at all on that brayta that we said, on the words of Rabbi Yochanan that said before, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan that he said before, that actually it's length your life if you're praying long prayers. Lo, it's not hard. Why? Ha dima'ayen ba, because that when we said that it's wrong, that it's not good to pray long prayers, it's when he is looking in his prayer and he's sure that he's going to be answered. Ha delo me'ayen ba. And here when he said that it's very good, it's when he's just keep on begging and begging and asking for free gift, benachat, quietly, with goodwill, surrendering himself to Hashem Yitbarach, asking for quiet, for good things to happen for him, and he's not forcing Hashem Yitbarach to actions. So the Gemara is asking, Vehechi Avid, so what that man that been praised now, how the man should pray in that way that he's going to be answered in the end, but not to force Hashem Yitbarach to answer to his prayers. So the Gemara is answering, the Mafish Berachame, when he is lengthening with asking for mercy, for kindness, like we said, free gift from Hashem in Barak. Wonderful. The Mafish Berachah. Let's read Rashi Bezrat Hashem. The length and the height of the wall of Yericho was equal. ואין נפילה ניכרת בה, and you cannot see falling in it, it will not gonna fall, אם לא נבלעה, just only if it been swallowed down, משום הכי היא בלעה, this is why we know for sure that it's been swallowed down in the ground, והוא דרך נפילה לחומה כזאת, and it's a way of falling to a wall like that, because a wall like that cannot fall in no other way except of being swallowed. צריכים להודות, have to thank, שיוצאים מן הסכנה, when they're coming out from the danger. וירוממו בקהל עם, and they're going to praise him in public, בסוף פרשת המזמור, it's written in the end of that chapter, 107 in Tehillim. ויתפח, and he been healed, נתרפא, בגדתאה, on the name, he was named on the city, שם עירו בגדד, היא עיר החשובה שבבבל, it's the most important city, in Babel, מי שחרבה בבל, from the time that Babel been destroyed. Before, the main cities were the cities that we know from the Gemara, like Pumdita and Nehardea. Those cities were the cities of Torah in Babel. But after Babel been destroyed, so Baghdad, until today, this is the main city of Babel, of Iraq. Shimur, being guard, watched, min hamazikin, from demons. Chole, a sick man, shehura mazalo, that his luck, that his success, been damaged. Lefikha chashed mitgarebo, this is why the demon want to hurt him. Vechen chaya, isha sheyalda, vechen avel. And also, a woman in labor, a woman that gave birth, and also a man in mourning. That mournings. This is how you should say that mourns, not supply.
Morning.
Morning. Morning. Good morning. Same word. Whatever.
Yes.
You can do whatever you want in English, and no one is how you say moche. No one is. No one protests. No one is saying nothing. No one objects. Like everything is allowed. In English, you can say whatever. No one is saying nothing.
You can't say whatever you want.
Morning, pen, hail, whatever. You can just choose.
Lo yafe asur ma.
Amidim lo yafe.
Sick.
What? A million things. No problem.
I said you can't say bad words. He said you could say
it's not politically correct.
Foul words. You should. It's not.
All right, Rabboisai. Chatan vekala v'talmidei chachamim, bride and groom, and wise students. Mikinato mitgare bahem, because that he's jealous, he is fighting with them. Ve'hamarich al shulchano, the one that have long meals. Shemitoch kach aniim ba'inu mitparnesim, and because of that, poor people are coming and sitting and joining to his meal. Means not when your doors are locked and you're spending 5 hours alone on the table swallowing all of your refrigerator. Just we're talking about someone that opened his table and seeing Zelat of Zmirot Shabbat, and more people are coming, and more people are coming, and this is something that lengths the life of the person. V'amarich bivet hakiseh, and the one that's going to have long time in the toilet, refuah hilo, it's a cure for him that he's going to be healthy by getting rid of all of his garbage.
Zebel.
Zebel. Me'ayen ba, if that man is looking into those prayers, Omer Belibo, and he's saying in his heart, She'te'aseh bakashato, that for sure his request is going to be answered, Lefi she'itpalel bekavana, because that he was praying with intentions, with the right intention, for sure I'm going to be answered now. Tochelet, so he will not, first of all, for sure he will not going to be answered. Second of all, they're going to judge him on that. It's very bad, very wrong. Need to do tshuva on that. Ke'ev lev, he's going to have pain in his heart, means sorrow. She'en bakashato na'aset, because that his request will not going to be answered. תוחלת, he's waiting, לשון תפילה, he's wishing, he's praying, כמו ויחל משה, like that Moshe was waiting to be answered. מזכירין אבונותיו, reminding the sins of the man, שעל ידיהן מפשפשין למעלה במעשיו, that because of his actions, they're gonna check all of his actions. לומר, to say, בוטח זה בזכויותיו, he's so sure in his merits, נראה מהם, let's see what are his merits, let's see, let's open his books. קיר נטוי, a wall that tilts, מקום סכנה, a dangerous place. מוסר דין, he's giving judgments to heaven, בוטח הוא בזכויותיו, he's sure that he's so righteous, שחברו יהיה נענש על ידו, that his friend is going to be punished because of him. I'm so righteous and he's so evil, this is why for sure Hashem is going to punish him. Very, 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 very wrong. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
All right, let's go.